Overheard at Yoga is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog.
Hey, and welcome back to Overheard at Yoga. I wanted to take today to talk about stress, stress management, burnout, and through the lens of yoga, mindfulness, meditation, how can we cope when we start to feel like our stress is overwhelming us, when we start to feel the symptoms of burnout? And same for yoga industry. If you're a yoga teacher, you're supposed to be the one creating space for others to decompress. How can you create that space for you? How can you cope with burnout? So I want to begin with talking about what is stress. And I think most of us can agree that stress is fight or flight. When you start to feel adrenaline lift in you, your cortisol levels start to rise. You can feel your heart rate elevate. Your muscles will begin to tense. So there is a physical impact. You're feeling the stress physically in your body. And when you're having these physical sensations, and perhaps it's an immediate stress or a long-term stress, but this will begin to impact your mind, your thoughts, and it can start to create some emotions and some worries. So you'll start to feel concerned, worry, and it may even trigger some thoughts and storylines in your mind, like, oh my gosh, or I'm not safe. Or perhaps you have some insecurities that will come up and you'll start to tell yourself a story in your mind. So you have these physical sensations of stress and it can create emotional distress and those thoughts that really are not helping us out. And when you're suffering from stress, it's typically due to a stressor, and things that are stressors, it could be anything. It could be an immediate stressor, like you're driving to work, somebody cuts you off, and you have the instant feeling of stress, that instant jerk reaction of, oh my gosh, I almost just died. I'm angry at the other driver. So that other driver who cuts you off, they are the stressor. But it could be anything, like you're having issues with a relationship, with your spouse, with a family member, a friend, a coworker, and you are managing that stressful relationship, and feeling insecure of what's happening in this relationship, and it starts to wear on you and you're having those stressful feelings. Perhaps you're overwhelmed at work. Maybe your work is short-staffed and now you're doing the work of three people and you're wondering, how am I gonna get this done? Or perhaps you have a new injury and you're wondering, how am I going to navigate the world on crutches? So these can be stressors. And I think it's important when you are a mindfulness practitioner that you become aware of where your stress is coming from. And you start to take notice, okay, that made me feel stressed. Because I think when we're not mindful, when we don't notice, it can sneak up on us. So if you pay attention to when you have these little physical sensations of stress, or when something is happening on a regular basis, If you just take notice of it, it becomes a lot easier to manage, so it doesn't surprise you, where you just wake up one day suddenly filled with dread and you're wondering, why am I feeling this way? So if you're not even sure that you're stressed out or suffering from burnout, can you just take notice of the stress in your life? That way, when things do start to pile up, it can be easier for you to recognize where it's coming from. And just simply recognizing where our stress is coming from, I think that's half the battle, and it's going to help us deal with it. So ways that I can tell I'm stressed is I'll feel anxiety. That's a big one for me. Perhaps you'll feel overwhelmed. I know it's pretty common. I think I heard this in a podcast. I love listening to the 10% podcast with Dan Harris, and he has an episode on burnout, and they talk about how it is statistically proven that you're more likely to turn to alcohol and drugs if you're suffering from burnout. So do you catch yourself having more drinks than you would normally? And I know another one, which it sounds crazy, but we stop taking care of ourselves. So sometimes when I feel particularly stressed out, you'd think I'd be like, I work at a yoga studio and I'm just going to jump in and take a class. I'll just feel so overwhelmed that I won't even take a class, and I'll start to avoid going to classes. And I think I just need that time to rest. So even though yoga can be a physical practice, I just need to rest, and that's helping me de-stress. But then when I start avoiding yoga, I know that's a real problem, and I'm not prioritizing my health and managing my stress. So if you feel like you're not taking care of yourself, maybe you're turning to drugs or alcohol, you're feeling overwhelmed, you dread getting out of bed in the morning. Some ways when I'm stressed, I might turn to become a workaholic, and I'll just put in more effort because I'm going to power drive through this stress. And in other ways, the opposite. You just become completely unproductive. You'll be sitting at your desk being like, where did the hour go? What did I get done? I started this, I started that, and I finished nothing. And I'm so unproductive. I remember there was a time when our studio was really short-staffed, and I was working a bunch and picking up extra classes, and so were the other teachers, and we were all just trying to get it done. And a teacher had called in last minute, and she's like, I have anxiety. I can't do this. I'm too stressed. I can't teach a class. And I've been on both sides, but I was on the opposite side at that time, where I was like, power drive, get through this. And I remember thinking, like, it's just 1 hour. Why can't you do it? And I was pissed. I was so upset because I had plans. I thought I could trust her to cover the class, and I didn't know how I was going to get there. And so I'm super stressed out, and I'm overreacting, and she's super stressed out, and she has anxiety and just can't even get out of bed. And so when you have that much stress where you're doing one or the other, that's what it can look like. And in the yoga world, when you're managing that, like, oh, it's so not fun, because yoga is supposed to be this health and wellness and happy place, and there's no stress. But if you are in the yoga industry, sometimes you feel like you're putting on a mask, and you're trying to create this space for your clients and your students. And this suddenly yoga is no longer this healing part of your life. And suddenly it's just becoming, what you need to survive. And so a lot of times when we're in yoga teacher training, we'll talk to our students about finding your number. What is the number of classes you can teach before it starts to burn you out, overwhelm you, and take your passion away, where it doesn't become something healthy for you? So that's something to bear in mind if you are on the teacher side of things. I think the difference between stress and burnout, I mean, I don't know. It really depends on the context and how serious it is. Are you burnt out at work? Are you burnt out with an emotional, personal family issue? Is your gym routine, like, are you not getting out of your yoga, are you not getting your yoga practice, like, out of it what you initially got? And so you're just kind of burnt out on this specific style of yoga. And do you need to switch it up? I think if it's a very serious case of burnout, you might experience physical sensations like stomach problems, headaches, burnout can turn into anxiety and depression, or can look like that and start to turn into that. I would think that ways that we can manage our stress, mine is always yoga. I'm always kind of looking through the lens of yoga, mindfulness, meditation to manage my stress. But if you get to a point where you're burnt out on whatever it may be and you're avoiding yoga, where is the threshold when you start to say, I need to make an intention and I need to make a change, and how can I create healthy priorities for me to manage my stress? So for example, if you are the person who is doing the job of three people because your company lost a lot of staff and you have to really step in and you feel overwhelmed and you can't get it done, a way that you could manage that would be perhaps just go to work earlier, stay a little bit later so you feel like you have more leisure time and you're not rushing to go. Is there a way that you can create space for meditation? If you can't get to the studio, if you can't get to your favorite meditation place, can you create space for it on your lunch break, in your car, at the park around the corner? Is there a way that you can pencil in more downtime for you to just simply exist without stress? So maybe you can take a walk around the block, put on some music, not even a podcast, something where you don't even have to think, and just pencil in time where there's literally no stress. No thinking, no worrying, and that is all yours. So for me, of course, that is me on my yoga mat. When can I throw my yoga mat down? Or even in my car, I'll just put on a really relaxing song that I love from yoga and just breathe. So I literally do not have a stressful life. If you know me, my life is awesome. And I set it up that way. But I don't know, sometimes at the end of a long day, I feel like I've used all my social skills possible and I've been in that hot room for 3 hours and I pull up to my house and I'm just too tired to get out of the car. I'll just sit there for maybe 5 minutes, do some deep breathing, and then I'm like, okay, now I can go into my house, take a shower, which sometimes I don't even know if I have the energy for it, depending on the day. Can I take a shower? Can I eat dinner? Can I snuggle my two adorable puppies? So penciling a break into your schedule, is that possible? Can you return to a healthy routine of managing your sleep? I think when I'm so stressed out, I can't even freaking sleep. So then it's like, okay, you can't sleep. You can't sleep because you're stressed about that thing with your family. Maybe you have a little ritual that you can create. I love to make turmeric tea, and I have admitted this before, but I'm obsessed with ASMR. I forgot what it's called, but it's those crazy little videos that are supposed to trigger these tingling sensations in your brain. It's very relaxing. And if you've listened to earlier episodes, I think we labeled it. But I'll like put on an ASMR video and just fall asleep to that after drinking turmeric tea and maybe taking a melatonin. But other times I won't even get into my little routine and I'll just lay awake stressed and hope that I fall asleep. But we can't always manage our stressors. So you can't always manage that thing with your family, that thing at work, that guy who cut you off in the car. And if you can't manage the things that are stressing you out, there's got to be a way that you can create the space you need to process and manage that stress and find those priorities and those rituals that will help you get back to yourself. I can tell when a yoga teacher is burnt out because they're teaching all the classes, they're not taking any of the classes, and their classes feel, they just feel out of touch. Like the breath isn't being held correctly. So I can tell that they're not actually breathing because they don't remember how it feels to be in that pose breathing. And they have nothing to give. And you can tell that their tank is empty because it feels forced. It feels like they're trying to give a message and they have nothing to give. For me, I know that I'm tired. I've got nothing to give if I'm uninspired to end my class with a message. And sometimes I don't even give my students hands-on adjustments because I don't have it in me for some reason. I'm just feeling a little bit more depleted. And for me, I usually teach a better yoga class if I've practiced yoga earlier in the day. So that fills my cup that by the time I'm ready to teach my afternoon class, I have more inspired thought processes. I feel more inspired and in tune to the poses in the body and how to offer the cues that will actually be helpful. So if you've lost touch with your personal practice and you're teaching and giving and giving and giving, your classes will start to feel out of touch. And it becomes noticeable, not necessarily to your average yoga student, but perhaps your regulars start to notice you're losing your touch a bit. And definitely the yoga teachers around you can tell that your classes just don't quite have that sparkle that they used to have. And it is kind of hard to explain. So as a yoga studio manager, when I'm noticing my teachers are experiencing burnout, I try to, in the most loving, kind way, just let them know that I'm noticing that they might be burning it too much at both ends. And I would encourage them to take a yoga class. And I've even just straight up said, look, you are off the schedule. I'm teaching these classes for you. And I want you to come back to yoga. I want you to go home. I want you to take the next week off. I'm going to get all your classes covered, even a month off. I once took a whole month off and I went to Bali. I'm like, I'm not dealing with my roommate. I'm not dealing with my boyfriend. I'm not dealing with my job. I'm going to go to Bali and go surfing and do yoga all day, every day. And it was amazing. And I was super burnout, which is what inspired me to make it happen so that I can come back and love my yoga practice again. Because I was burnt out on yoga. I was super bored. I teach the same class every day. But the truth is I love teaching the same class every day. I'm a person of ritual and routine. I lean into my Virgo energy super hard. I love lists. I love organizing things. And even sometimes when I'm terrible at it, that's not my fault. It's because my moon sign is a fire sign and it's Aries. And I think my Aries sometimes comes out. But what can we do? Intention setting. For me, it's all about intentional living and mindfulness, prioritizing those things that I know make me feel better. If I don't get 8 hours of sleep, I'm going to be miserable. I need to prioritize my bedtime. I need to acknowledge that I'm starting to slip up and I'm not managing my stressors. If I can't change the external forces, that's really too bad. Is there a way that perhaps I can hire a housekeeper for that week when I've got all this stuff going on at work? Because then I can come home to a clean home and not have to worry about that thing. Some way that I can change the external. But if I can't, where can I create more downtime, create more space for me to simply be and return to those positive activities that truly help me? I would like to add some mantras that I think will really help you in your yoga practice. And I found this website. The article is called 17 Positive Mantras That Will Make You Feel Powerful Even on a Bad Day. So let's see. Here's the first mantra that they offer on this article, and it's on thriveglobal.com. Here we go. Everything happens right on schedule. So that's the first mantra. And mantras are an affirmation. I kind of use hand in hand. I don't know if there's a big difference between mantra versus affirmation. I use them both the same. So if you're in your yoga meditation practice and you need a mantra, try one of these. The next mantra I have to offer are, things are not being done to me. They are just happening. If you're having a bad day, things are not being done to you. They're just happening. Remember who you are. That might be able to help you. It will get done. Ah, that's a good one. If everything's on your plate, it will get done. Your way in is your way out. Love the life you have. I think love the life you have is awesome. And the more simpler one is I'm grateful. It just reminds me of gratitude. And with gratitude, your world and your perception can change. If you're struggling to change your external world, can you find gratitude? The next mantra is nothing lasts forever, not the good and not the bad. No one can take your joy. You are a smart, powerful woman. You've got this. If you're not a woman, just replace that with what you are. You are a smart, powerful person. You've got this. Happiness is a choice, not a condition. I choose to be happy. Gosh, that's so true. I step into my power regardless of what anyone else thinks. Tomorrow is a new day. Inhale, exhale. Oh, classic, especially if you're into yoga. Inhale, exhale. Whew. It's all good. I choose love. And my favorite one, which is the last one, and it says, I am calm, cared for, and connected. I think if you like mantras like I do, a great time to bring them into your yoga practice is at the very beginning. Set your mantra and then keep coming back to it. So if you're practicing solo, keep coming back to it in your practice in those moments of breath and connection. If you're taking a class from a yoga teacher, typically the teacher will also bring you back to the breath. So every time a teacher mentions the breath, I want you to think of your mantra. And if none of these mantras work for you, create your own. I even set reminders on my phone. So at 11:11 every day, I get a mantra reminder to help me retrain my brain to think more positively. And as we train our brain to think this way, we can start to handle our stresses a bit better. And I would like to leave you with a meditation for burnout. So if you are ready to settle into this meditation, find a comfortable place. Close your eyes and start to relax. If you are not in a comfortable place, no worries. You can just come right back to this meditation when you're ready to do it. So this meditation is titled Guided Meditation for Quieting the Mind. And quieting the mind will help us deal with these negative emotions, thoughts, burnout, stress. Once you are in your comfortable position, begin by closing your eyes and bringing an awareness to the breath. Breathe in deeply and feel the air fill your lungs. Take in a cleansing breath, and as you exhale, let out all the negative thoughts you've accumulated during the day. Continuing to breathe. Now I want you to begin imagining a snow globe. This snow globe is your mind. I want you to shake it as hard as you can and count backwards from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. On one, I want you to stop shaking the globe and watch the snow begin to settle. These are your thoughts. As the snow in your imaginary globe begins to settle, so do your thoughts, and you let go of any stress that the day has caused you. Like the globe, you are now still. As you look at your snow globe, a great sensation of peace begins to fill your lungs as you breathe. Take a deep inhale and exhale. That was my short mini meditation for stress, burnout, quieting the mind, and helping us cope with these things that come up in our lives. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for joining me, you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your overheard at yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. Find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste!